This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The holiday travel season begins this week, and you can expect roads and airports to be crowded for Thanksgiving. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
It will be a busy week for holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million people in Wisconsin could be on the move, continuing an upwards trend since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of those traveling will be driving, with over 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. AAA says to give yourself extra time to travel and obey traffic laws to arrive at your destination safely.
Prioritize safety this hunting season, particularly when using tree stands. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doring, a physician assistant at Aspyrus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations, and in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
There's a free holiday concert in early December in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir will perform on Saturday, December 7th at 4 p.m. The concert is titled, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and will be at the First Congregational Church on 2nd Street South. Admission is free, however, free will donations will be accepted. This year's concert will feature many new selections and traditional holiday favorites. There will also be audience sing-along carols so you can join in the holiday cheer, as well as a reception following the concert. Hillside Cemetery in Marshfield will again be an official location for Wreaths Across America in 2024. The national nonprofit made the announcement on Sunday. Hillside Cemetery will join the mission to remember, honor, and teach as wreaths are placed on the graves of veterans. This year's ceremony will take place at Hillside Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 14th. The public is encouraged to attend and place wreaths on the graves of veterans buried at the cemetery. Last year, they placed over 500 wreaths. The goal this year is 2,200 wreaths to be placed on the headstones of all local heroes laid to rest in Hillside Cemetery. Wreaths Across America is a national nonprofit that works to teach the next generation about the value of freedom. This year, there will be more than 4,500 participating locations placing veterans' wreaths on December 14th with the help of over 3 million volunteers. For service members leaving the military, finding the right job can be a tough transition, which has an impact on their whole family. Normally, troops go through a transition assistance program to help them land on their feet. But the Department of Labor has a new program where they've partnered with companies and businesses who want to hire veterans. It provides one-on-one coaching to military members and their spouses. This program is in the pilot phase right now, but James Rodriguez from the Department of Labor says they want to expand it further.
And we're going to look to build that out even more in the future, so we can hope to do the same type of support for every service member in the future, which would be ideal. However, it does take a lot more work and a lot more resources to make sure that this program can be successful in the future.
As of August, the Employment Navigator and Partnership Program has helped more than 18,000 veterans and family members. November is Military Family Appreciation Month. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary recently made a dubious claim about the percentage of children taking antidepressants. Wisconsin Watch Trisha Young has this fact.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claimed in Milwaukee that, quote, 40% of our kids are on antidepressants, unquote. However, the latest data indicate that fewer than 8% of U.S. minors use these medications. A 2022 federal survey found 6.6% of children had used a psychotropic medication like an antidepressant in the prior month. Another 2024 study from the University of Michigan found 7.9% of teens filled at least one antidepressant prescription in 2022. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch.
ENT and Allergy Associates in Stevens Point will have a new clinic opening late in the summer of 2025. The ear, nose, throat, allergy, immunology, asthma, and audiology service provider will move to a new 7,500-square-foot clinic at 5509 Vern Holmes Drive. The new building for this Wausau-based business will ensure a permanent full-time presence in Stevens Point with expanded staff and a walk-in clinic. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As loved as Marvel films are by fans, there is no shortage of people who love to take a shot at the studio. Add Frances Hannon to the list. The Oscar-winning makeup and hair designer for Wicked was tasked with making Cynthia Erivo's character, Elphaba, green. Another Oscar nomination for Hannon, no doubt. Hannon praised director John Chu for using practical and tangible sets as opposed to Marvel films, which are all green screen and CGI. Not sure she'll be hired by Marvel again, but not sure she cares. Henry Winkler's daughter was almost famous. Zoe Winkler recently recalled on her What's in the Winkler podcast that she almost did a reality TV show with a pre-fame Kim Kardashian years ago. Zoe Winkler, who is now a teacher, was in the running to be the Bachelorette until the fans said, "Hey, no way." It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal The Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. Glicked Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 20s to low 30s this afternoon. Tonight, in the teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 20s. On Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.